Here on Bill's Classical Jukebox. Hello, I'm Bill Anderson. Seated beside me, Craig Ashton. Craig is going to tell us all about Opera Under the Stars at Blue Mountain Village. It's part of the Peak to Shore Music Festival, which gets underway with this Opera Under the Stars presentation. Welcome. It's always nice to see you.
It's so great to see you too, Bill.
Craig, for those of you who do not know, is bringing a group of his friends from the Canadian Opera Company, the talented Ensemble Classique, to perform some of the world's most loved opera and musical theater selections. Craig has performed leading roles with the COC, Edmonton Opera, Vancouver Opera, musical theater at Stratford, The Gondoliers comes to mind, Phantom of the Opera, Showboat. Growing up in Fergus, Ontario, you could have been a bagpiper, but you chose singing. Why?
Everybody else in my family was in the pipe band. My niece played the pipes. My brother was the drum major. I was in the pipe band for a while. The reason I chose singing was a grade 12 teacher that I had pushed me to try. She said, "What are you going to do when you graduate?" And I said, "I don't know." She said, "You should audition for music school." I said, "To do what?" She said, "Be a singer." And I said, "You can do that? You can be a singer?"
Yeah, school
for that. So I auditioned for Laurier and got into that. So it was game over for me on that.
And so when you went to Laurier, was it always, "I want to be an opera singer," or had you developed the idea that far at that point?
No, it's funny. As a young singer, opera is very difficult. You're training your voice. It's difficult to sing. I had a lot of trepidation whether to go into it or not. And as a result, after my stint at the COC in their ensemble studio, I left to do musical theater to try that. And it wasn't till 10, 15 years ago that I came back to opera. And it had come into my voice, and it's so easy now. You know, I think when I was 24 trying to do it, it was so difficult back then. Now it's just...
Well, maturing changes your voice. I know that as a radio broadcaster, my voice is different now than it was 25 years ago.
Absolutely.
But it's also some perspiration. There's some hard work in there.
Absolutely.
How hard did you have to practice?
I have to tell you honestly, I always had it easy.
Really?
I was the tenor that woke up at 8 in the morning and would go do voice lessons singing high C's. You know, it was just, everyone was like, "You just make it seem so effortless." And it was funny.
I drive to work singing scales, you know, trying to wake up the voice, especially when I was doing...
Usually I just do a, okay, it's there.
Well, good for you. Let's talk about the performance, Opera Under the Stars. I've been peeking at the program, and it's huge. And you've got opera from Mozart. You've got opera from, or operetta from Strauss, Puccini. It goes on and on. And tell me about the people you're bringing from the Canadian Opera Company.
So these are friends of mine that I've had for years. This year, we used to be a quartet, and I've added one more soprano. So we have three ladies and two gentlemen, including myself. And we have sopranos Alexandra Lennox and Teresa Vanderhoeven, and mezzo-soprano Katie Knapp, and baritone Jan Vaculik, and our amazing pianist Susan Black.
Who's also a singer.
Who's also a mezzo, yeah.
Yeah. Does she sing in this performance, or is she here just to play
piano?
We've
tried to get her, but she won't.
No. And I shouldn't say just to play piano, because that's essential.
Oh, she's amazing, yeah.
Okay, so these people all have great experience, all in opera, some in musical theater, a little bit of this and that?
A lot in opera. Alexandra, she's crossed over a lot into musical theater as well, but the rest are pretty well opera, choral, a lot of choral singers as well.
And so you come up with 24 selections for this wonderful program. How do you choose them? Because, there's thousands to choose from.
I take on that responsibility. I am the producer, so I just think about what people would like to see. I try and get some up-tempo and some beautiful slow ones and just mix them all up so the program has an energy flowing through it.
And if you're not an opera aficionado, if you've maybe never gone to an opera, you're still going to enjoy this.
You're going to enjoy it because I do set up every song. I tell a little bit of the story, the storyline with the opera arias. We have a lot in English, and as you said, the crossover into the musical theater, and there's even some show tunes from The Greatest Showman, which is a movie musical. So
It's a pretty spectacular setting, too, in Blue Moon.
It was, last year was our first year, and it was beautiful. We had to wear sunglasses for the first part until the sun went over the mountain, and it was breathtaking. As the lights go down, and people were standing out in their balconies in the hotel, because it's literally right in the center of Blue Mountain Village.
And I have to ask this, because it's outdoors. What do you do about the flies?
We had no problem with bugs last year.
Perfect.
The only problem was when the sun did go down, it got quite cool. So if you're going to be coming to the concert, bring a jacket or bring a shawl or something to wear.
Well, that's what happens. It's a little higher elevation. Yeah. So the bugs all come down to the shore.
Absolutely.
Southern Georgian Bay. And that's where they bother people. But they hardly bother people. There's not a single mosquito in Southern Georgian Bay. Did you know that?
No.
No, they're all married with large families. It's not as bad as Muskoka, actually. Craig, thank you for coming to visit us. I know that you're doing not only solo performances, but you put together a few duets. You're going to be singing with Jan and various combinations. And fold all of you together.
Duets, trios, and full ensembles, yes.
All right. And before we let you go, I know that one of the stops on your road to fame was with the first edition of the Canadian Tenors.
Yes.
How did that come about, and how important was it to you?
It was an amazing part of my life. I flew out for an audition and got in and put together this amazing trio, and we toured BC, and the culminating part of that tour was with the Victoria Symphony at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, and that was incredible. It was the first time I'd ever sung Nessun Dorma with an orchestra, and I literally started crying at the end.
We have a recording of that.
Oh, good.
And we're going to play it now. As we remind people, the Peak to Shore Music Festival is presenting Opera Under the Stars with tenor Craig Ashton and his friends from the Canadian Opera Company, Ensemble Classique. It is Wednesday next week, 17th of July, 8 p.m. BlueMountainVillage.ca is where you can go if you need more information.
And it's free.
Oh, yeah. It is absolutely free. It's a wonderful entertainment in a wonderful spot. BlueMountainVillage.ca. And here's Craig as part of Canadian Tenors, Nessun Dorma.
Nessun Dorma. Nessun Dorma. Il mio mistero è chiuso.
Ness and Dorma, featuring Craig Ashton with the Canadian Tenors. Craig, our very special guest here on Bill's Classical Jukebox. Thanks for your visit. Craig will be in Blue Mountain Village Wednesday next week, 8 p.m., with friends from the Canadian Opera Company Ensemble Classique. Free show, Opera Under the Stars, part of the Peak to Shore Music Festival. And go to bluemountainvillage.ca for more information. We'll continue with more of your at-work favorites on Bill's Classical Jukebox after this.